Georgia's DBHDD is urging people to ask a pharmacist about getting naloxone for their first aid kits at home or work. No prescription is needed. Naloxone can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose and restore breathing. Opioidresponse.info.
My name is Kalina Bowler. I've worked for years in location management as part of Georgia's growing film and television industry. I help identify the perfect locations for productions. On this podcast, we meet the people whose names you see when the credits roll. Sit back and relax with The Credits, a podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting. On a recent episode, we visited the Savannah College of Art and Design to learn how they're teaching cultural changes in the film industry. If you heard that show, then you heard from Corey Graves. She's a junior at SCAD. Her sights are set on directing. I met her in Savannah. She was about to direct a student production of a sitcom on campus. When she's not in the classroom, you'll often find her working on professional productions in the Savannah area. One of her recent credits is a Hulu series, The Act, starring Joey King and Patricia Arquette. Corey worked on that show as a production assistant, or PA. She told me, from her vantage point, Georgia's film industry is becoming more diverse behind the scenes.
When I started at SCAD and I started doing these sitcoms in 2017, it really became female dominant with regards to they were the producers, they were the directors, they were the camera coordinators, they're doing the switch, they're on cameras. It's been amazing. I've had the opportunity, even in professional sets, to work with such powerful and respected female women of color, ADs, directors. The act was directed mostly by women. It's just really nice to watch because everyone's creative and everyone deserves an opportunity to express themselves. So I love it.
I mean, it shows. I mean,
yeah.
You've been smiling from ear to ear since you stepped in here.
Yeah, it's my. I love this. I love this industry. It's so much fun.
There are some people that don't necessarily know about the world of production assistants.
Yeah, so it depends on where you fall. If you're in the office, then you've got a lot on your hands with regard, which is where I'm at right now, with regards to destroying out the correct paperwork, the contracts, making sure catering is being set up. You're kind of just in charge of getting one thing to another place.
Right.
And if you're on set, it's a lot more different. You could be in charge of your actors and knowing where they're at and making sure they're in the right costume, making sure that the right set at the right time, that they have their wires on and everything like that. You're in control of that. If you're in charge of walkies in distro, you're in charge of making sure everything's getting out to everyone, making sure people have communication. Then there's your base camp who makes sure that, you know, contracts, prepping the schedules, all that kind of stuff. So you're really just mini assistant directors to help the director and the assistant director and make sure the pressure's taken off of them and they can focus on the big picture and we handle all the all the minor things and the rest.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating that people say they want to be a PA. And then they say, oh, just give me an opportunity. And they get there and they get the opportunity to be a production assistant and you never see them again.
Yeah.
Because people really honestly don't understand how difficult the job can be.
Yeah. It's really hard, especially since production assistants aren't part of a union. So you're not guaranteed a 12-hour turnaround like some other departments are for sleeping. You're not guaranteed that you get to eat lunch on time. Everyone else has to because there's no penalties against you because, you know, you're just a normal worker. Like, they obviously follow labor laws, but there's no extra protections that other departments get. So it's really hard, depending on when you're filming and how and what you're filming. It can really take a toll on your body. I think I walk on average on my last show 15 miles a day, like outside in the cold. It's a lot. It's not an easy job.
No,
it's not for everyone.
You're right about that. So do you have aspirations of becoming an assistant director?
Yeah, I want to become a career second AD.
Yeah.
So taking care of like the paperwork and the contracts and scheduling and then move into directing from there.
Yeah. Have you always wanted to be in the industry?
Yeah, since like I was 10.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, Lord, that's a loaded question. There's categories. You have categories. The film that made me want to go into film and TV was Moulin Rouge. Originally, I wanted to be an editor. And that editing style is so unique and technical, and everything is done for a reason. And I loved it, like breaking it down and being like, oh my gosh, he did it this way because he wanted you to invoke that you felt like you were there at the party and you were drunk. But Star Wars is just an overall favorite.
Right.
And all that stuff, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are the kinds of people that you like to work with on set? Because we all have our favorite types.
Yes. You never want to work with someone who has an ego, who thinks they're better than everyone else, who thinks they know everything. Humility is a huge thing. People who listen, who are kind, who are fun, who bring positivity to the set. There's a huge difference. It's just in the few shows that I've worked on and how a set is run. It can make or break a show, honestly.
You're right about that.
Just by the vibes people put out. And so I've worked with on a show where someone was, they were always screaming and yelling and everything felt so rushed and it was horrible. But it's a job and you're getting paid for it. And then I worked on the act. That crew was so amazing. At the end, everyone was in tears because everyone was happy to be there. We were all happy to show up. The actors loved everyone. We all loved the actors. People listened to each other. Everyone was held accountable, but there was no reason to hold anyone accountable because everyone was there doing their job. So hard workers, responsible, humility, positivity, and just, you know, good individuals overall are the best people to work with.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are some things that you would like to see happen here in the state of Georgia or even elsewhere, but in our industry generally?
I would love to see, honestly, more people of color in our industry. It's unfortunate to say, on my first show, there were only, besides the actors, because it was a periodic Civil War era piece, with regards to the crew members, I believe only a handful of us were people of color. And on the act, same thing, only like a few of us were people of color. And so I think there should be more, I would like to see more people of color stepping into roles in the industry, if it's something they want to pursue, because it's definitely something I think we can work on in general.
What would you say if you could talk with 10-year-old Corey right now?
Oh.
What would you tell her?
Oh, there's so many things. that is a deep question. There's so many things that I found out when I was 18. I was like, oh my gosh. I'd be like, don't worry, you're not confused. This is what's happening.
Right.
I would honestly tell her not to stop grinding, to like keep like pushing and keep doing what you're doing, because honestly, I feel like just like my mom in general, watching her grind and hustle so hard to support a family of three kids in Southern California during the recession, it was insane. And so I think I got my like hustle from her and like trying to figure out how to like survive and whatnot. So I'd say like, don't stop that, because it's going to get you farther than where you think you're going to end up going. Cause I never thought I'd end up putting myself through college and end up working in the industry at age, well, I'm 22 now, but starting at age 21, I never thought that that would happen. So I would tell her not to stop, and that things are going to play out for her if she just like keeps at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say if you had a chance to speak with your 40-year-old self? What would you tell that woman?
I would tell her, I'd ask her, oh God, is it worth it? I'd be like, is it worth it? Because I'm so tired. Did you breathe? Did you get to sleep today?
Okay. Right.
I would probably ask her, be like, did we get to where we want to get? Did we go where we wanted to get to? Because I want to win, and I want to be one of the youngest POC women directors, gay women directors, there's a lot of minorities there, to win an Academy Award for directing something. So goals, so many goals. So I'm just going to be like, did we make it? Like, are we there? Have we made it yet? And if not, what do I need to do to get there? That's what I would ask her a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Corey Graves. She's studying film production at the Savannah College of Art and Design. And to hear more about how the SCAD program is diversifying the film industry, visit thecreditspodcast.com. And that's it for us today. Our show is produced by Sean Powers, and Don Smith is our editor. The theme music is by MBB. I'm Kalina Bowler. You can reach us and subscribe to our podcast for free at gpb.org/podcasts. If you have a moment, review and rate us on iTunes. We also want to hear from you. Do you work in the film industry? Tell us what you do. You can reach us at thecredits@gpb.org. Until next time, see you after the movies.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.